This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. So when we have that peak, that's what we're going to be shooting for. You know, and as a mental performance coach, I understand the importance of guiding athletes, individual contributors, entrepreneurs, and just regular individual towards their highest potential. I understand this. This is kind of my specialty. You know, so here's a breakdown of the key steps that I utilize with my clients. Now, this is not the be-all to end-all, and this is a very high-level view, but it gives you a good place to start a roadmap for yourself if you are not going to work with a coach. The first one is goal setting. And we all hear this all the time, and maybe not all the time, but when it talks to performance, goal setting is referenced quite often. But we need to understand that goal setting is about setting an objective, something that you have never achieved before. We want to go into it with that mindset, because if it's something we've already achieved, we most likely put in all the effort required. Like, oh yeah, I've deadlifted 305. I ran, you know, a 8-minute mile. I've done that. So to set it again isn't going to push you. So we want to make sure that goal is outside your comfort zone and it's formatted either in the GROW formula or the SMART formula. And you can talk to your coach or talk to me about those models. Mental preparation. We want to, and this is just not, you know, 10 minutes before the race. This is leading up to it. So when you know where you want to achieve peak performance, you kind of put it on your calendar. You then start mentally preparing right then and there. You mentally prepare for what you want to have happen. You mentally prepare if it doesn't happen, how are you going to respond to it? You want to mentally prepare by managing your energy. When you're down, how do you get up? When you're up, how do you come down a little bit? Because too much enthusiasm can hamper performance, just as too little enthusiasm can hamper performance. So the mental preparation starts immediately when you set your goal. Here's what I want to achieve. Boom. Then you move into mental preparation of what is it going to take to achieve that. Then you move into training and practice. And mental preparation can be involved in both the actual physical training, but also the mental training of that. But when you train, you want to have deliberate training. So you want to pay attention. Just don't go through the motions, whatever it is. If it's giving a speech, just don't go through the motions. If it's closing a deal, just don't go through the motions. Yeah, practice it. I'm practicing it. It has to be deliberate and purposeful practice. You almost need to have a goal for the training and practice so that it will keep you engaged in the process. Resilience and coping is another essential. So as you go through the goal setting, the mental preparation, the training and practice, you most likely and hopefully you will come up against some resistance. Now, how do you handle this resistance? And how you handle the resistance leads to your resilience and your coping. We need to know that no matter what happens, you will keep moving forward. It may not reach the time frame that you wanted, but we want to keep moving forward. We use the same time frame, you know, because if you have a race coming up, there's nothing you can do about it. If you have a quota coming up, there's not a lot you can do about it. But if there are some other goals that you set for yourself, like I want to PR a deadlift, and you don't hit it on the day that you wanted to, it's okay. You keep going. But this is where you build up resilience and coping. When you start taking actions and it doesn't work, what do you do? How do you respond? How do you correct and continue? And then we want to get a hold of mental performance coaching. We want to use somebody. I use a coach. Athletes use a coach. The coaching can help determine what really is holding you back. It could be a life rule that you have. It could be a limiting belief. It could be your self-talk. It could be the images you hold. All of these things happen so quick in your mind that a mental performance coach will be able to help you slow that down and look at what really, really is holding you back from peak performance. Now, you might be doing high performance just fine, and that's wonderful. And if you try to achieve peak and you keep falling short and you do it over and over and over and over and over again, and you have the skills and abilities to reach it, it's most likely in your mind. So this is where a mental performance coaching can come in extremely helpful. Nutrition and recovery, even if it's not a physical endeavor like a sporting event, you still need to have proper nutrition, because the proper nutrition feeds the brain feeds the activities, it keeps us focused, it keeps us sharp, it keeps our fatigue minimized, and then the recovery, right? Because it's stress plus rest equals growth. So if you're stressing yourself, whether it's you stress or de-stress, we want to be able to take that break. So that means that getting your proper amount of sleep during the weekday, having the weekend to recover somewhat, perhaps even having a 3-day, 4-day weekend built into that. But we want to make sure we have proper recovery, because if it's just stress, 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 stress without any rest, it doesn't equal growth. And that growth allows us to handle more of the same, but at a different volume. So we want to really embrace the nutrition, which includes hydration, and the recovery process. You know, so the role of a mental strength coach, if this is your first time or new to the podcast, is that's my specialty is mental strength, but it's to work with you to develop your objective, then determine where you are right now, what resources you need to get there, what obstacles may get in the way, and how you're going to circumvent them, and what are you going to do, when are you going to do it, how are you going to do it, and why are you going to do it. All that is the basic foundation of what I do and other mental strength coaches do. Then once you start taking action and start getting results, we will then look into how did you respond to those results? What happened? How is it that you think that result happened when you wanted to do something else? So as we help you look at your thinking and your behavior, right? Because TFAR, thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. If you're not getting the results you want, we may want to start back at your thinking, which can include life rules and limiting beliefs. But that would be the role of partly of the role of a mental strength coach, as to a physical coach or trainer works mainly with your techniques, with your practice, with your lifts, with your form. Even if you're sales, they look at how do you present yourself? Are you standing in stage presence? So it works with communication part of it, where the mental strength part works within your mind, what's going on within your mind. And they both can overlap a little bit, but it's usually more effective when you have coaches that focus on each one of their specialties. So just keep in mind, incorporating these strategies into your coaching practice, meaning that if you are coaching with somebody, keep those in mind to help you unlock your full potential. This is to help you unlock your client's full potential. These are things that are absolutely important to work with. We say we want to reach peak performance, but we haven't even achieved high performance yet. So how about if we go your average performance, you know, whatever that is, if it's sales, if it's
investing, whatever it is, what is your average performance over the last year? Then go 10% above that. Then go 10% above that. And when you're about 20, 30, 40%, that might be considered high performance. And then you can start to shoot for peak performance. My suggestion would be don't shoot for peak performance till you have sustained high performance. But we can get to both, and they both use the same process. But when you understand that there's a escalation of hitting your goals, you will then be able to achieve that peak performance because you will have built up momentum from achieving average to above average to high performance to peak performance. If you like to see the show notes on this podcast, you can visit warriormindcoach.com for more useful information, as well as additional podcasts, blogs, how to get in contact with me for a introductory breakthrough session. Since you'll be on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. And above that, and when you're about 20, 30, 40%, that might be considered high performance. And then you can start to shoot for peak performance. My suggestion would be don't shoot for peak performance till you have sustained high performance. But we can get to both, and they both use the same process. But when you understand that there's a escalation of hitting your goals, you will then be able to achieve that peak performance because you will have built up momentum from achieving average to above average to high performance to peak performance. If you like to see the show notes on this podcast, you can visit warriormindcoach.com for more useful information, as well as additional podcasts, blogs, how to get in contact with me for a introductory breakthrough session. Since you'll be on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.